With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We have a delicate balance to maintain, a couple of comedies with a local connection, and we're going to look at the Second World War from two different perspectives. Where would you like to start?
Why don't we start with a delicate balance?
Ah, the Edward Albee play.
Edward Albee down at the Andrews Theater, the Irish Classical Theater Company. This is the story of a couple whose best friends move in, uninvited.
Physically move in.
It's played by Josephine Hogan and Vincent O'Neill. The best friends played by Peter Palmisano and Colleen Gaughan. And then immediately after this, their daughter also tries to move back home from her fourth marriage, escaping her fourth marriage, to find that these best friends are in her room. And that's the conflict, which must be resolved through lots of angst and alcohol and a little bit of gun-toting. Meanwhile, comic levity maintained by the alcoholic sister of Agnes, Claire, played by Maureen Ann Porter, who frankly walks away with this production.
Ooh, theft, grand larceny theft?
It's easy theft for her. I also found Colleen Gaughan very interesting in the role of Edna, the wife of Harry, one of the two best friends moving in. Colleen Gaughan is an actress who actually early in her career worked with the great director of Edward Albee, Alan Schneider, who had directed the original Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and Tiny Alice. Best known, actually, though, for his work with Samuel Beckett, including the original American production of Waiting for Godot.
His credits are phenomenal.
And the fact that she worked for him in Skin of Our Teeth in Boston and knew him well is kind of interesting. And it's interesting to see her work in an Albee play. She has very precise technique.
A local connection with Suki and Sue, which you saw in Los Angeles.
The local connection is the author. It's Michael Johnson. John Lacusa, best known for his musicals.
Buffalo's answer to the Barrymores?
The Lacusa brothers?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Well, his one brother is a very good actor, Tom, and then Matthew has Killer Joe going over at American Repertory Theater.
That's true.
But Michael John is quite well known in New York, around the country, in fact, for Hello Again, The Wild Party. I like to go see his shows wherever they are. This one, different for me because it was not a musical. This is a tale of the supernatural. Suki and Sue. Sue receives a Raggedy Ann doll as a gift from her mother, and it's possessed by a demon. A medium comes to help them navigate this. Medium played, but do you remember Mackenzie Phillips?
Oh, yes, of course.
Despite the tabloids, she's a very fine actress, and I enjoyed her work in the show very much. It's an engaging comedy-slash-horror play. That's Suki and Sue.
I mentioned that we have a couple of war plays to talk about, and war is really stretching the term, but you made some interesting observations about Blythe Spirit and South Pacific.
Both connected to World War II. Interestingly, Blythe Spirit is the one that was written during the war, about a man who's writing a book about a dishonest spiritualist, so he invites Madame Arcati to conduct a seance at a dinner party, just to try to get some flavor of it, and she manages unwittingly to evoke the ghost of his first wife.
But the interesting thing is to kill him. Yes. Sounds like a murder mystery.
Elvira has come back specifically to murder him so she can take him back to the other side and have him back for all eternity.
One could think of Benign Mayhem.
Fascinating as well to think that Noel Coward wrote it in a week's time in Wales. He had left London because his apartment had been destroyed in the Blitz.
Oh.
And that's the background of him writing this effervescent, stylish comedy where people flirting with death, but also, very importantly, celebrating life. I think you notice a lot about the modern drama. If you get Chekhov, if you get Ibsen, if you get Strindberg, you get all kinds of doom and gloom. But when you see the British approach the modern era, you get Shaw, you get Oscar Wilde, you get Noel Coward, you get comedy. And this is as good a comedy as was ever written, and it's opening at the Cavanoki Theater this week.
Continuing our look at war as a setting, the musical South Pacific.
Well, South Pacific, written after the war, but unlike Blythe Spirit, dealing with the war. You get two Americans in the South Pacific, each falling in love with someone they feel they shouldn't. I shouldn't give away the entire plot of South Pacific. There must be some young people out there who don't know it, but it is a glorious score. It's a beautiful production. I've not seen the tour, but at Lincoln Center, it was gorgeous, and it is coming into Shays for 1 week only, and this is the show that gives us some enchanted evening and just a trunkload of gorgeous Rodgers and Hammerstein music.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.